Hey guys, it's Nikki.
And Tyler.
And this is Page Turners.
And Button Mashers.
Season 3 is underway.
Woo!
Jesus Christ. some housekeeping from last week, we noticed that we forgot to turn off our heater.
Yes.
Yeah, so you might hear some very heavy air sounds directly.
Very heavy. Oh!
directly into the mic, and it felt so bad. So, yeah, now things should sound a little bit better this time, and I felt absolutely terrible listening to it back, and I was like, I'm sorry, guys. It is what it is, but at least you understand. Part two of this is Puppy's still in the room.
Yep.
And he might whine if he's not asleep.
Because he's being a little brat.
Yeah, he wants a lot of attention now. Now that it's been 3 months since we got him, he's all like, I just want all of your love.
Fun fact, he saw me with a haircut for the first time today, and he's like, what the hell? And he started sniffing my head.
He did.
What is that?
He's like, I can see your scalp.
Yep.
Do you have a word of the day for me?
I do.
Okay.
What do you think gymnophoria is?
The absolute pleasure of going to the gym.
No.
Okay.
It is the sensation that someone is mentally undressing you.
Spicy.
Yeah, all right.
It's a shame my book isn't spicy.
I just looked up random words, and that was the first one that popped up, and I went...
Gymnophoria.
Yeah, gymnophoria.
It sounds sweaty. Well, don't pause that hard.
No, I'm thinking about it, because if you're sitting there, and, like, you got the cold sweat, because you're like, somebody's mentally undressing me.
Oh, yeah, no, you get that ick feeling.
So sweaty.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I describe it as, looks at me as if I'm edible, and it makes me still feel gross. Because that's cannibalism, and it is frowned upon in many countries. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure in most.
Yeah, pretty much every.
Yes.
Anyway, you ready to get back
Did
into
part... Did you say any gay? any gay?
I think you said any gray.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore. My flaws are coming out.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready to hear part two of Dumplin'?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Good, because it's still a lot of high school drama.
Oh, good.
Reminder that this is by Julie Murphy. I do not own the rights to this entire book. I'm just giving you the spark notes that I read.
Let's go.
Woohoo.
Spark notes of what you read, because you're not giving them the direct spark notes.
I keep forgetting that spark notes is an actual thing.
Yes. Thank you for helping me get my degree.
Woohoo! Romeo and Juliet. That's what a lot of people used it for in school.
Oh, that's fair. I used it for a lot of things.
I mean, I can't blame you.
Yeah.
Just fucking do it. So, last time we left off, Will quit her job at Harpies.
Hoppies.
And then...
I remember that.
She got a job at the Chili Bowl, even though she hates chili, so, because she blames, you know, what's his name? Bo, for that.
Yes.
Fair warning, with these books being split up into multiple parts, I'm gonna forget people's names until I see them again.
And it's like, good.
Oh yeah, that's what's happening in this
that
book.
That fucker.
Because I'm usually in the middle of another book while reporting this one. Anyway, after... Wow. We...
I was so... I was like, after what? Afternoon?
So, Elle teased Will about her date and how she didn't know that she was interested in Mitch, right? Because she's never even been kissed before and Will just doesn't say shit. After that, she goes home to find her mother having removed all of her Aunt Lucy's Dolly Parton records off the wall.
Oh.
And having moved all of Lucy's furniture to the side, which infuriated Will to no end. She was heartbroken. She yelled at her mom that she isn't enough. It wasn't enough that her sister's gone, but that she had to erase her entirely as well. Also, total side note and important to the story, Elle's mom is the reason that Lucy went to drag shows in the first place. Where are we? Okay.
What the hell just happened?
What just happened? Hold on.
Are you okay?
Yep. Hold on.
Do you have the right notes?
I feel like I'm having a stroke. Hold on. Dolly Parton, cool, crush, intro. Okay, we're back. I can't breathe. Okay, so what happened is I put that side note in because it is relevant to the story later on, but I forgot that I put it there. Anyway.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't remember drag shows being talked about. And then all, like, I was sitting there thinking, I don't remember drag shows being discussed. And then you go, where are we? And I'm like, what? What are you, you're controlling this part of the episode.
I apologize for the wheezing in your ear. I can't breathe because I cannot believe I did that to myself, too.
Holy shit.
Wow. Past Nikki, get your shit together. Obviously, that's not going to happen because I am future Nikki and I still don't have my shit together. Anyway, she destroyed her Aunt Lucy's room, took down everything, and Will and her mother had an all-out yelling match where she went to her room with Lucy's things. Saturday, Will got ready for her date with Mitch, which even with the play-by-play, it was legit nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a basic get-to-know-yous followed by an evening finished with the handshake.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can you feel the tension?
Can you feel the love? She got back in time to have her mom on the phone going crazy about planning. I'm going to skip ahead to the next day at school, where Bo left class after Will did, following her to the bathroom to talk to her. He pointed out that she quit, didn't tell him, and how he really wanted to kiss her. She told him that she couldn't work with him and go to school with him, how they were over and that she needed to have her space. He was upset because she ended it without him getting to make the choice.
That's how breakups work, my guy.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the time, you don't get to decide whether the other person wants to date you or not.
That's true. That's usually how stalking happens,
though. Yeah. It's like, no, we're still dating. And it's like, 7 years later, they're still together. It's like, he's trapped.
Yeah. This is not a true crime podcast, though. So, yeah, that's not happening. listen to someone else. But she pointed out that he spent an entire summer making decisions. Then he left, and she took a deep breath, realizing someone was in the bathroom after all. But nobody would believe her. The next day, Will's car wouldn't start, so she caught a ride with her mom, who yelled her pet name of Dumplin' out the window, making Patrick Thomas automatically show her she was going to have hell with that.
Yep.
If you don't remember Patrick Thomas, he's a twat. He's a twat who does not have original names. Can you imagine your mom, like, you're 16 and you have a really embarrassing nickname? It's like, all right, have a good day at school, Dumplin'.
Yeah, no, that sounds awful, actually.
I would actually be like, I don't know her. She kidnapped me this morning and managed to drop me off on time. Yeah. I'm good.
Sure, I'm sure that would go by well.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Call me that and I'll just, you know, stab you. How about that?
Or myself. Sure. Oh, what's that? I just walked in front of a bus. I'm sorry. Anyway, later on, Mitch caught up with her, telling her that he had texted her. Someone called out who his girlfriend was, and she angrily called out that they aren't dating. And to that, Patrick Thomas used his time to call her Dumplin' in front of everyone, which pissed her off, causing her to go after him and knee him in the balls.
Nice.
I know.
Good tactic.
Beauty. She got in trouble, and her mother was furious. She grounded her, which her mom had never done before.
Ooh.
And they got into an argument. But in the end, Will was left without leaving the house and work until her suspension was up.
Mm-hmm.
The week goes by with Elle stopping only to watch TV in silence. And then her mom and her not speaking until Saturday, when her mom tells her that she's going to be out all day.
Mm-hmm.
Will's in the house alone, and now she finds herself in Lucy's room.
Okay.
Will looked through all of her things and found a blank pageant form from before her mother could participate.
Mm.
Even with the cringy questions asked on the form, she realized that Lucy wanted to put herself in the pageant.
Hmm.
But before she could entertain her fleeting thoughts, she put the form in her dresser and heard as her mother entered the house.
Mm.
The next day, that fleeting thought became a realization. She wanted to compete in the pageant for Lucy. For herself. So she called Elle and told her the plan. She was elated and told her the next day at Will's job, they'll plan the logistics of this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like how just like immediately into it.
Yeah, well, I mean, she finds this, you know, this pageant form, and she was like, holy shit, Lucy, my 300 plus pound aunt wanted to participate in a pageant, but she couldn't. She didn't have the nerve.
Mm-hmm.
But she supported her little sister, who ended up winning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Will's like, fine, let's do it.
Let's go for it.
The next day at school, Will finds that she is no longer the center of attention, but rather a girl named Hannah, who has crooked teeth and had a meme made about her.
Oh.
Sadly. The day ends and Elle and Will strategize. While they were talking, Millie Mitchell-Chuck walks in,
ooh,
orders something, looks at both of them, and walks out. Yeah, I know. I was like, okay. Next day, she asks Will about it, and Will told her to keep it on the down low, even if it wasn't a secret. The following few days, she tried to tell her mom about it herself. However, by the time the registration day came, she hadn't found the courage to do so. She also finds that Millie will be applying as well.
Ooh.
Yeah. After some pleading, they shouldn't do so. After some pleading that they shouldn't do so, they all resigned and went inside anyway.
Okay.
They got to the table and her mother pulled her away, asking if this was some sort of joke. Fucking rude, right?
Yeah, is this a joke?
They had a long talk about it and Will hit her with the low blow, telling her that if she doesn't sign it, she's admitting that she doesn't believe Will is good enough.
Damn.
That all the other girls are prettier and better than her.
Let's go. Guilt trip, guilt trip.
Guilt trip, guilt trip. Her mom resigned and signed the form, but told her no special treatment or allowances, not a single one. They agreed and things carried on. Her mother controlled the room and they got their introduction, where she found out Elle signed in to participate. It upset Will. They argued about how Elle got everything and Will just wanted this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Elle brought up that Callie might be right, that they're growing away from each other and she continues to miss out because of her, which is a blow to our heart. So Will snapped that she isn't her sidekick or her chubby best friend.
Damn.
Elle got angry and said she wasn't backing off the competition, leaving in the process.
Okay.
The next day at school, confirmed that Will was basically on her own for this.
Mm-hmm.
She cried on the way home, and Mitch followed her to see if she was okay. Tactless, but kind of him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They talked for a bit, and she felt better about the whole situation. He hoped that she felt better and excused himself to get to practice. I will say that with these, the three other girls, Hannah, Amanda, and Millie, Will wasn't entirely alone.
Mm-hmm.
They all signed up together. They gathered later that day at Will's job to plan and strategize. They got some things figured out, and I'm going to fast forward and explain that Mitch and Will agreed to be more casual and to hang out.
Okay.
Yeah. She went over to his house to watch a movie, and afterwards they walked to get tacos.
Nice.
I hate myself for saying tacos like that. Then they
went to go get some tacos.
Tacos. Then they sat and talked. Their conversation mainly pointed towards the fact that they... just because you're good at something doesn't mean you need to enjoy doing it.
Fair enough. I want to sidebar this and say you said talked like...
Talk.
Like tact?
Tact.
Like taco?
I hate myself.
So I just thought that was funny.
Great, I'm going to listen back to this while editing and hear it all over again and be like, fuck my life.
I did say it like that. Fuck!
Yes. such is life. So Will had a very casual date with Mitch, and they had gone home. We're beginning today with pageant, and what is happening now? What?
The dog tooted.
Oh, No. We have nothing to protect ourselves. Use your sweater.
Yep.
Use your sweater. Okay. Sorry, everybody. Dog toots. Anyway.
I'm a little muffled now. It's fine.
Yep. Anyway, they had gone home, and we're beginning today with a pageant and learning new choreography for the opening number.
Ooh.
I'm going to forewarn all of you. There's a lot that goes into pageants and details that they have an option to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to literally not talk about any of that.
Fuck yeah, okay.
Speaking of weird things happening, the Sadie Hawkins dance comes, and Millie already has a date. Oh. And an escort for the pageant.
Heard those are expensive. Hey! Sorry.
Boo. They're children.
I know.
As Will begins to head towards class, they are met with a performance by Becca, who happens to be performing a gymnastic routine, to ask Bo to the dance. And he agreed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. In protest, Will writes on her face with a permanent marker, asking Mitch to the dance. But when she got to him, it was all backwards.
Aw.
Anyways, she asked for sure, and he said yes.
Nice.
At home, her mother came into the room where Will was watching TV and gave her some rough news. Due to the fact that they no longer had Lucy's life insurance or disability, she can't afford to fix her car.
Oh.
Yeah. Will didn't say much of anything, just went back to watching TV. Later, she checked her email and thought she got a letter from Lucy, which prompted her to log into Lucy's email. Nothing caught her eye until she saw the words, Dolly Parton night.
Ooh.
This is where drag comes in.
Okay. Where are we?
Fast forward to the dance. Where are we? We're back to where we need to be.
Okay, sweet.
We're going to fast forward to the dance where once she sees Elle, she excuses herself to the bathroom where Callie followed her in. Because Sadie Hawkins kind of happens first.
Mm-hmm.
She essentially tells Will that she's a fat piece of shit who's dragging down Elle and that she's better off without her.
Whoa.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? Maybe if she puts some effort into her look, she may stand a chance at the pageant. Speaking of which, it's not just some fun thing to do with her friends. It's the real deal. So Will told her that she doesn't like her, and Callie told her whatever, and she left. Yeah, I don't like you. Whatever. Yeah, bye. Fuck off.
Sounds like a coworker of ours.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about accurate. Maybe if you were more perfect like me.
Yeah, fucking hey.
Perfection's overrated. Back out on the floor, Will decided she was going to have a good time. Patrick said some shit and she told Mitch, like, come on, you know that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
He acknowledged it, they kept talking, blah. Then she saw Bo, and it was apparent that she was distraught about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, dance ends. She and Mitch leave. She tries to hold off on realizing that she shouldn't lead him on. They talk about Ellen, and he explained that they're supposed to have change. Good friendships last through good and bad times.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward again. There's a lot of fast forwarding. There's a lot of, like, in-between stuff here that I'm just like, whatever.
Okay. If you want it. Fucking...
Read the book.
Yeah, read the book.
Support your authors.
Yeah.
Fast forward again, and all the girls go to Dolly Parton night. They all begin to go in, but they almost get shooed away by the doorman, who, once shown whose email it's from, allows the girls go in, telling them that Lucy was good people.
Right on.
They take their seats, and when Hannah realized that this was a drag show, she knew... She knew Millie would have her eyes washed out with soap when they got home. It was a gay bar, and they didn't realize until it was too late.
Fuck yeah.
When the performance ends and the girls are on their way out, the bouncer stops Will. He brings out her favorite drag queen of the night, and they give her condolences for losing Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
They loved her very much.
Aww.
When Will says she's been lost without her, they give her encouragement to be her own compass and contact them if she ever needs anything.
Aww.
She takes it as a blessing to finally be herself and her own guide.
Okay.
A few major things happen later on. She and Mitch continue to hang out and date. That was the cutest yawn ever. She and Mitch continue to hang out and date, kind of. He just jumped on the table, sorry. And she talks Tim into setting up so she and Elle can finally talk.
Mm-hmm.
Then her old manager from Harpy's came to her job to ask for her back.
Oh.
Which she agreed to after thinking about it for a little bit.
Thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Things go pretty well for Willa after going back to Harpy's. She and Beau are back on their flirt game, despite Beau having been kind of together with Becca since the dance.
Mm-hmm.
He even gives her a sucker in her locker.
Ooh.
Sadly for Becca, she hasn't heard from him in a while and hasn't asked him to be her escort yet either.
Mm.
She just assumes he'll do it.
Oh.
Yeah. When the girls leave, her mom and her catch up a little and they remember Lucy again. So, Halloween comes, right?
Okay.
And they're at Harpy's. Oh my god, dog.
That was a late decision by our dog.
Yep. So Halloween comes, and they're at Harpy's for the night. Callie comes in, and eventually with her boyfriend, and Elle comes in as well. She was happy Tim kept his promise, but she wished Callie wasn't there.
Oh.
Unfortunately, they didn't get to speak at all. Weeks without a single word, and the only thing Elle could say is, oh my fucking god, my dog. That's not all Elle could say.
He just slumped to the ground. Sorry about that.
I'm going to restart that sentence.
Sounds good.
Unfortunately, they didn't get to speak at all. Wow. Weeks without a single word, and the only thing Elle could say is that she didn't know Will was still working at Harpy's.
Mm-hmm.
Will did try to speak to her, but Elle shut down the conversation quickly and left.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the good part, though, is that Beau and Will are officially talking again.
Woo!
She missed his conversation in the short one we get. We learn that it's Beau's fault that they left Holy Cross, whatever.
Mm.
But nothing much else.
Okay.
The end of the shift comes and Mitch is leaning up against Will's car. For a moment, she doesn't want him there, but he's dressed up like Indiana Jones.
Oh.
And he makes an excuse that her work outfit is perfect. He wanted to show her why Halloween is actually awesome. Seconded.
Yeah, I mean, hell yeah.
She sent a text to her mom saying she'd be late and saw that Beau texted her that he was glad she was back. Which she has to hide quickly from Mitch. But before long, they pulled up to the rich gated community and Mitch insisted that they were going to go trick-or-treating at midnight.
Ooh. Well, after everything's been fucking...
Yeah, usually everyone's asleep by like 9 p.m.
Yeah, especially in the rich neighborhoods.
Absolutely, and they're the ones who give out full candy bars.
Sometimes. I went to a rich neighborhood. I got a single mini Tootsie Roll.
That is the most annoying
thing. Yeah, he went, don't eat it all at once. And I was like, I want to kick your teeth in.
I don't even like Tootsie Rolls. They look like bunny poops. Anyway, so they go to a few houses, get threatened with a shotgun once. And at the end of it all, a little kid loved Mitch's costume so much, he gave a little of his own candy to him since his parents were out.
Oh.
They sat together on the edge of a lawn. I'm trying to ignore our dog, I'm sorry. Mitch reminiscing about the night and how the kid didn't see anything but who he wanted him to see. Indiana Jones.
Aw.
She wonders out loud if it is ever... I can't speak. She wonders out loud if it ever is sadder to pretend that you're not you. But he brings it up that sometimes you pretending to be something or someone else almost makes it real sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
She thought on that, and as he admitted that he was terrified of her at first, thinking that her faking it until she made it wasn't really working out. Then she laughed and asked that he's terrified of her. He gets a little closer and tells her that he thinks the good things are supposed to be a little scary. And then he kisses her.
Ooh.
And she realized in that moment, she knows what she should be feeling, and it's just not there.
Aw.
Yeah. The next morning...
Yeah. The next morning.
It's like a bomb goes off in Will's house. Her mother is frantically trying to fit back into her pageant dress, which she has fit in since she worked on it in the first time.
Mm.
Yeah. When Will told her it wouldn't zip, she insisted on going on more diets and workouts to make it work, leaving Will without a car in the evenings.
Nice.
At work the next day, Will was thinking about how it felt since she and Mitch skipped a step or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of weird, but he gave her a book for the pageant, Magic Tricks. Beau ended up knocking on the door of the break room, breaking her thought process.
Mm-hmm.
He asked if she got home safe the other night, and she said yes. He asked about Mitch, and she agreed that they were kind of close. At the end of the shift, she realized her mom wasn't there, and Beau offered to stay with her until she showed. They kept their distance, and they just talked. First about why Dolly Parton, and the second about why she doesn't have a car anymore.
Yeah.
When he said something about money supposing to make things better, but it really not, it upset her. Because he went to a private school.
Oh.
It's not like he really knew what it was like to be broke.
Mm-hmm.
Before he could reply first, she saw headlights and excused herself from the car, telling him to say hi to Becca for her.
Okay.
Yeah, a little petty, but she's a teenager.
Yep.
Before she officially left, he told her that not everyone who attends private school is rich, especially kids who are poor and good at basketball.
Mm.
Her mother did make a run to Beau's car to thank her. Thank him for waiting with her, and in doing so, he offered to give her a ride home after every shift. Her mom, of course, agreed for Will. So she sighed. A huge, dramatic sigh. Her mom told her to stop that and count her blessings. Especially the ones with amazing jawlines.
Oh, Jesus. That's a child, ma'am.
Okay, but you can say it's like, that's a handsome kid. Let him give you a ride home, okay? Mm-hmm. Unless he's like totally predatory and it's like, Mom, stop.
Yeah, please stop.
Please stop. That beautiful catalyst led to another bit of covertly flirting with Will. Beau took the spot next to her in one class they shared. He said her name the first time and the second day. He said he'd see her that night. After work, they went to the truck together and he got a call from his brother. For the sake of brevity, I will explain that they don't get along, mainly because Beau getting into a fight was the reason for them not going back to Holy Cross.
Mm.
Over a girl, no less.
Oh, good.
Anyways, I made it back to Will's house, and therefore she leaves, and before she leaves, not therefore, what the hell, and before she leaves, she asks why he's been sitting next to her. He tells her that he wants to talk to her everywhere, he guesses, which makes her smile.
Okay.
Reminder that this guy doesn't, like, normally talk or say much.
Okay.
So he likes talking to her.
Aw. What?
She gets inside and tries to do homework, finding the magic book, but Mitch bought her. I said bitch bought her.
Hell yeah, the bitch bar.
Woohoo! With a note saying that he hopes it brings her a little magic for the pageant.
Aww.
But she feels like this is settling. That there was a missed opportunity here, and it was actually kind of sad.
Mm.
After Will picks up her mom the next day at work, she realized her mom bought her dress. When she tries it on, it doesn't fit. But her mom is trying. That's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
She likes it, though, which isn't what was expected. Later, they're getting their talents approved for the pageant, and Will is watching Becca perform. The same way she did to ask Beau to the dance. She doesn't like her still.
Okay.
It's actually really frustrating to feel anything but anger towards her. They go through all of their talents, Will being lackluster at best, and afterwards her mother telling her that the approval was only a favor. The approval of the magic tricks was the only favor she was getting. When at home, she drafts an email with a subject line of SOS. Later, we find Will and the rest of the outsider contenders of the pageant back at the hideaway. Will asked for their help. They needed it badly. They practiced their walks in heels, amongst other things. Mm-hmm. The Hideaway is the name of the gay bar. Sorry.
Oh, love that.
Yeah. At the end of the night, all the girls thank Lee for helping them with the pageant. When the girls leave, Will noticed that everything feels different now. In a good way.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that's where I'm going to cut off for now.
Okay.
So initially I was going to make this a two-parter, but... there's a lot more stuff to happen right now. The girls are pretty much in their in-between stage right now. Elle is still not talking to Will. It's just a hot mess. And
Will, one might say a shit show.
Yeah. And Will's dating a guy that she's not even interested in.
Yeah.
Like, come on. So, yeah. We'll end off here with part two, where the girls have been stumbling on their feet.
Okay.
In a gay bar.
called, what was it called again?
The Hideaway.
Yeah, I love that.
Isn't that a great name?
It is.
Especially for the middle of Texas.
Yeah. it's perfect, and I love it.
Yeah. So, with that, let's go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Woo!
Okay, welcome back. Tyler paused and pointed at the mic for some reason.
I was expecting you to talk, honestly.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something.
Never.
Oh. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, guys, because Tyler will never speak into the mic again.
No.
Just turn his head and talk.
Just be dramatic.
Yeah.
Me? Dramatic? Never. Couldn't be me.
Good.
Before we start moving on into the next session. Mm-hmm. Session. There we go. News.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably have already happened by the time this one is released, but I am going on, / will have already been on, the Inner Idiot Podcast.
Woo!
With my good buddy, Mr. Tyler Havlin.
Oh god, it's the duo of Tylers.
Yes.
That's gonna be a lot of fun.
If you also followed Dads on DayQuil for a while, me and him were doing AJ's D&D campaign.
Yep.
So, might have heard him there. We're going to talk about embarrassing stories, so this will be fun.
As if our life isn't an embarrassing story.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Whatever. But, yeah, that is just some news. Before I get on to other news, you have something you want to bring up.
Oh, do I?
Apparently.
Well, I wanted to do it at the end, but now that you're pulling it up. Oh, no,
at the end? Okay, never mind. Never mind.
He's trying to fast forward me, you guys.
I thought it was before I started. Well, if that's the case,
I mean, I could totally do it now.
Playing any games different games than what I said I was playing?
I don't know.
I got Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh yeah, you finally got Baldur's Gate 3.
I finally got the game.
It took us an eternity, and you know how hard it is to have, like, at one point a D&D podcast for, like, 10 episodes, and then somebody be like, you haven't bought Baldur's Gate 3 yet?
I play the real shit.
It's like, no, because I don't have money.
Yeah, I'm broke.
I am a house. One of the poors, as...
as I say.
No, oh. As, what is it called? Reddit on Wiki.
Oh yeah.
Says
the poor.
Yeah, we're the poors. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. But I also got and started up the new Super Mario Strikers game.
I think that's right.
Mario Strikers Battle League or some shit like that.
Yeah, I can't remember the actual name.
Yes. But I think it's Battle League.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's fun. I enjoy it. I'll probably report on it at some point.
I had him start playing Paper Mario.
Origami King.
The Origami King.
Also fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's precious.
Might report on it, might not. We'll see. But those are...
Time will tell.
But those are the games I am currently playing. Yeah. that's about it.
I don't know what that noise that came out of me was, but, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, what did you play?
What did I play? I played Need for Speed Unbound.
No shit.
Had to not say a different one.
Other Need for Speed?
One of the 17 that have come out. I almost said Underground, but that's not the one I played. I played Unbound, which is Need for Speed's most recent release as of recording this podcast.
Got it.
Yeah. So, this was released December 2nd of 2022.
Oh, only a couple years old?
Yeah. Hmm. Fairly newer game.
At least here.
Yes. The reason I was able to play it is because it came out on EA Play.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it on there and I was like, I'll give it a shot. And let me tell you, I'm glad I did. I'm just prefacing saying I am actually glad that I gave this a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the developer is Criterion Games. They're known for a lot of Need for Speed games. That's kind of their bread and butter, but they also did Burnout,
mm-hmm.
the Burnout series, including Burnout Paradise, which I did report on before.
Yes, you did. I think that's why I got mixed up. I'm like, didn't you do this one before? But then I realized, no, you didn't.
Yeah,
you
correct.
Did Burnout.
Correct.
We now have spreadsheets. If you didn't remember that from last episode, we both remember now what
yes.
we recorded on.
Yep.
It took us only 3 years.
Yeah.
Four now, almost.
Now almost four, yeah.
Weird.
But Criterion also worked on, or developed a super underrated game, in my opinion, called Black. Mm-hmm. It was on the PS2, and I think original Xbox. It's a first-person shooter game. I might report on it later. I think it's underrated because nobody fucking talks about it.
Fair enough.
But the publisher, of course, Electronic Arts, EA.
What a shame.
Yeah. They don't do the EA sports because it's not a sports game technically.
EA sports.
What a shame.
What a shame.
But, yes, so that's why this was on EA Play, because it's an EA game.
Yes.
The systems this was released for was PS5, Windows, and then Xbox Series XS.
Oh, okay.
So I believe, and please don't quote me on this, but I believe this is the first game to be featured on this podcast that is strictly next gen.
Huh.
It's not on PS4 or Xbox One.
Well, I'm going to quote you on that now.
Yeah. Watch out.
We're going to have to look at the spreadsheet and see what's up.
Yeah. But I believe that this game is the only one that is on the next gen. So that's pretty cool in my opinion.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's starting to branch away from the games that it's like, oh, get the cross-gen bundle.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is actually kind of nice given the fact that it's like, no offense to the cross-gen things, but it gets old.
It also makes the game cost more.
And buggy.
Not really, but...
On the newer systems, it can look really fucking weird.
Oh, that's if you're playing the last gen. But the cross-gen bundle usually gives you one for the Xbox, like a copy of the game for the Xbox One X, and then the Series XS. So,
but... Not yawning because I'm bored.
But, yeah, so this one, just the next-gen consoles. And Windows.
I am so sorry about that sound.
I didn't hear anything.
Good.
All right. So, obviously, the genre here is racing.
Yes.
Being a Need for Speed game. And the description, this comes from the EA website. Race against time, outsmart the cops, and take on weekly qualifiers to reach the grand.
Ooh.
Lakeshore's Ultimate Street Racing Challenge. Pack your garage with precision-tuned custom rides and light up the streets with your style, exclusive fits, and a vibrant global soundtrack that bumps in every corner of the world.
Who wrote this? A CEO monkey?
Maybe.
Shine up the lake shore.
Yeah, I agree that the name is kind of generic. Welcome to Lakeshore! It's like, okay.
Milwaukee, Chicago.
Yeah. Literally anywhere that's got a lake and a shore. Yeah. Guess what? There's Michigan. Also mountains. Like, it's city, like downtown city, a little bit of suburbs, mountains. Like, that's the map. And lake, yeah.
Yeah, because that totally tracks.
Yeah. It is a very generic map.
I like it.
But it still doesn't, it's not boring, if that makes sense. No, just because something's generic does not mean it's boring.
No, I understand.
Boom. I'm just making that statement. let's see. So, some kind of key points to go over is the art style.
Mm-hmm.
It's got what I would call that kind of comic booky style.
Oh, yeah.
I forget the name of it, but Borderlands has a similar style to the game.
Yeah, and I think Miles, the Spider-Man Across the Universe.
Spider-Verse.
Universe.
And
I was like... Universe in the
and
right.
To some extent, Archer, the show.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That kind of style. That's kind of where it gets its art style
from. I like that, though.
Yeah. The feel of the game is another key point. It's, to me, feels like a back to basics of Need for Speed. It feels like a Need for Speed game.
Nice.
Without any of the bigger, like... You're saving the world, or, like, whatever, or, like...
There's an alien coming to get you, and there's a guy who likes waffles, like, you know.
Sure.
I just totally messed up, like, Saints Row.
Yeah. Fucking A. But, like, this one, instead of being like, oh, you got screwed over in the... You do get screwed over in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
But instead of being like, oh, you got arrested by the cops... Now you gotta work your way up through the ranks. Now it's, you got fucked over. Now you got, your whole point is revenge on who fucked you over.
Solid.
That's it.
I mean, yeah.
They took your car. They stole all the cars from your boss's garage.
Who's I hate him. Let me eat his face.
Her. But.
Her.
Yeah.
don't know if that makes it better or worse.
And another key point is the collectibles.
Oh, dig.
Yeah, so instead of just being a game where you either select menu of the race or just drive to a point, there's actual collectibles in the world.
Hmm.
And some of them give you more customization options.
Okay.
So there's like, if you're driving around downtown, and on your mini-map you see a spray can.
Yes.
You go over to it, and usually there's art on the wall. You do the collectible, and then you can add that art piece to your car.
Oh, I kind of like that.
If you want. Yeah, so it gives you more of a reason besides, oh, I'm 100% this game, to go around and just start grabbing stuff.
Have funsies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some unique features
mm-hmm.
that I don't want to say are just like specific to this game, which obviously would make them unique, but these are like uniquely good in this game.
Okay.
So the first being drifting. A lot of, almost every game has, or racing game has drifting.
What is that song?
What? Tokyo Drift?
Yeah. The Tokyo Drift song.
Yeah.
What is it?
I think it's called Tokyo Drift. I don't know.
Nope, that's Pokemon.
Okay. Anyway.
I can hear it. It's the song that people play with the anime drift the gifts.
Yes.
Okay, it is Tokyo Drift?
Yes.
Oop.
Jesus. Or unless you're talking about Initial D, but that's Deja Vu.
Yes, that's okay. The one.
Okay, that's Initial D. I don't know what the name of that song
Deja
is.
Deja Vu.
I've just been in this place before. Higher on the street. Me and Caleb. Shout out to Caleb, my buddy.
He's also a streamer. Watch him.
Yes. Nocti.
Nocti.
We'll put him in the show notes. Because why not? But the drifting system, as I was saying, is it actually, instead of just, you know, drifting and you get a little bit of a boost.
Yeah.
It fills up your boost meter while... I think the dog just opened up a door. Anyway, it gives you... It fills up your boost meter mm-hmm. while also giving you a boost once you leave the drift.
Huh.
So as you do a longer drift...
So it's kind of like the Mario Kart one, like the 8 one?
Yes.
Where it's like you continue to boost and your tires get blue and then purple and it's yes. like, ah!
And fun thing with this art style, there is like a grouping of options
mm-hmm.
that as you drift, it like makes these comic booky like tires or fire or smoke or like wings pop out of you.
Yeah.
While you're drifting.
Amazing.
Yeah, and you get to choose like... From the options, the colors that you have,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of fun. But unlike Mario Party or Mario Kart 8,
mm-hmm.
it's you're filling up another meter while you're doing that boost.
Oh,
so kind of adds to it. It's like, oh, I'm falling behind. I should probably start boosting or drifting.
Drift. Yeah. Drift.
Another unique feature is the heat system,
mm-hmm.
which has been displayed in other. Need for Speed games,
mm-hmm.
I believe Most Wanted is where most people remember it from. What's different about this heat system? Actually, before I talk about that, I should probably talk about what it is. It's how difficult the cops are going to be towards you.
Ah.
The higher it is, the more intense the units.
GTA, got it.
Sure. But if you have no heat, the cops will see you and they'll just be like, look at that guy. If you have level 1 and you're driving past a cop, they'll be like, now I'm looking at him. If the meter fills up, now we're in a cop, like in a chase.
Got it.
Yeah, but then...
A lot nicer then.
Yeah.
Instead of having them chase you after the first bit.
Exactly. So, 2 adds another type of unit, I think like off-road or something like that. So you can't just easily drive off the road and get away from them. And then it just keeps going up from there, like heavier SWAT cars... undercover cars that you can't see on the fucking radar. Makes it harder to just get around.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, as I was saying previously, the difference between this one and Need for Speed Most Wanted is instead of heat being just focused on one car,
mm-hmm.
it's just on you.
Oh.
So, if there's a day-night cycle for every day in the game, if you, say, do all of the races in the day and you rack up to 3 heat, you go and at night and choose a different car, you still have 3 heat.
Fair.
Yeah. And usually, depending on where you are in the quote-unquote story, when you finish the night, usually it'll reset.
Gotcha.
But there's times where they're just like, oh, we're ramping up patrols, and then it's immediately at 1. So it's like, great. So, you gotta play it safe. And with the heat system, if you get pulled over, you lose everything that you've made that day in money-wise. And obviously, racing, you want to make money.
Yeah, of course.
And that's kind of like, oh, you need this amount of money to qualify for the qualifier.
Yeah.
And then this amount for the grand. So.
Well, you need a grand to grand into the grand.
You need a lot more than a grand.
Mr. Monopoly.
Please give me monies.
I have monies?
But yeah, you want to be able to either strategically pick what car you want to race with.
Yeah.
Because heavier cars, harder to get taken down, but faster cars, easier to take down, but you can go really fucking fast. So, it's what you want to do, really.
Okay.
And the different modes are another unique feature in this. So okay. Instead of just being races, because I know a lot of racing games are, you have to race. It's either like just a normal where it's like you and 4 other people, or you head on or one-on-one, you know?
Yeah.
This one adds a few more things. So there's the one-on-one races, the one-on-4 races, you know, classic style. Then there's the drifting events, which those kind of also synonymous with racing games. They also added a takeover mode, which is you have to drift, smash, like, items in the racetrack and try and get more points than the other people have gotten.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a fun, unique mode, and having all of those different modes along with the different jobs, like, you're saving one of the other racers by picking them up and taking them to their hideout.
Cool.
This is where you're going. Yeah. So every day while you're doing the main story, you have something new to do generally.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. And you find what race mode you like the most. For me, that was Takeover.
Okay.
For some reason, that was the mode I was best at.
Fair enough.
I tried doing the drifting event where you're just drifting. It's essentially the same thing without smashing shit.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to get the best score. For some reason, suck at it. But if you're drifting, jumping through the air, smashing through shit, and boosting, I'm fucking solid.
I'm just imagining deja vu.
Yeah. Deja vu. Pretty much. But throw a bunch of water barrels. Yeah, you didn't drift long enough. Fuck you!
I'm aware!
But, yeah, there'd be points in Takeover where, oh, you have to beat 64,000. That's what the top person got, right?
Yeah.
And I would, you usually have 3 laps to get through all of it.
Mm-hmm.
By the second lap, I'd be at 100,000.
Whoa.
So just fucking going.
It's like, I'm winning, smashing shit.
Yep, and it's like, this last one's a victory lap. I don't even care. It's, yeah. Just a fun, fun mode.
Good.
Another fun moment that I had was just hiding from the police. Which, in any other context, would sound awful. I had a lot of fun hiding from the police.
I have a lot of fun hiding from the police.
But these...
It's like an adventure game.
Yeah, but if you're in a police chase and you manage to get enough space between you and the other... and the police that are chasing you, you can generally try and slip down an alleyway and turn off your car to hide. Or you can go up into the mountains. I did that a lot.
So you pull an Eazy-E.
Yeah. And you just go.
You just park and shut off your lights and Duck. Hide. Yeah, yep. Duck. What front seat? This car doesn't have a front seat.
Yeah, there's nobody here. This car's been here all night. But one that was just hilarious to me was I was going down the interstate that was in the game, just major highway, like four lanes on each side.
Yeah.
Going, and I'm going down the wrong lane. I have a cop behind me also following me, wrong lane.
Oh, dear.
And I see a, what's it, roadblock.
Yeah.
Across all of the lanes.
It's a fuck.
And I go, So I just kind of whip a Yui, whip a shitty, as some say.
Whip a Yui. I've never heard of whip a Yui.
Yeah.
Whip a shitty or pop a Yui.
Yep, pop a Yui. And go into the off-ramp while the other cop that was behind me just goes flying forward. Yeah, just smoke coming out of the tires and everything. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun being like, it's almost stressful, but in a fun way.
Well, yeah.
Because you're like, fuck, no, I need to get away.
I mean, I feel like that's a Indiana Jones kind of situation. There's a giant boulder coming, but damn it if I don't make it.
Yeah. It's like,
I made it. Cool. Anyone got a spare pair of shorts? I'm fine now.
Pretty much. Oh, there were so many times when it's like, hey, if you get wrecked one more time, you lose everything. And I'm just sitting there like, don't touch me, don't touch me, don't sneeze, don't look at me.
Don't sneeze.
And I'm just like,
here's the tissue, shut up.
White knuckling, driving down. I'm like,
Panic.
Yeah, but I was having a blast while doing it.
What do you say? Nightmare.
Nightmare, ooga booga. And then, yeah, it's just overall a lot of fun doing that. And just because of the, like, things that are at stake there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck, I could actually lose all of the money I made.
I feel like this is like base jumping. Oh, yeah. Shit, I could totally die.
Exactly.
But, again, damn it if I live.
Yeah. But moving on, we there was one of the modes, a car delivery mode, where they tell you, hey, take this car to this point in this amount of time, or with this, like, less amount of damage. If you do it during the day, it's a time trial.
Okay.
You just got to get from where you start to the end point as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
If it's at night, as soon as you pick up the car, so many cops.
Oh, dear.
And it's like, get away from the cops. Don't fucking damage the car.
Fuck.
And it's like, oh, fuck. A little cheat sheet thing that I found to this is if you go through a gas station, it repairs you, and then there's a cooldown to it.
Huh.
So if you get fucked up by the cops, like, you're on one bar of health left, it's like a gradual, you know, move down if you're getting hit.
Yeah.
If you're on the last bar of health, it takes away a lot of your money if you turn it in, right? But if you're near the end point, you don't have any cops on you, stop by the gas station and it repairs you fully.
Oh my god.
And then you get all of the money for the job.
Of course.
And then just make an easy little drive over there.
Easy out.
Yeah, just woo. And you get to drive a lot of fun cars.
Yeah.
At one point they make a reference to Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Of course.
You take the car that's on the cover of Most Wanted, and you are racing from, like,
I mean, the cops. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's arguably one of the most popular games in the series, if not the most popular.
Yeah.
And you've got a game that's got similar mechanics to it, kind of a callback to the game. Of course you're going to do that.
Of course.
Yeah. So,
that... What kind of crazy person wouldn't do that? Wow, if...
The crazy person would do that.
God, a crazy person would do that.
But it was really cool. I think that's like one of the last car delivery jobs you do.
Okay.
And they make a reference. I don't know who this guy is. He's kind of quiet. And it's like, well, yeah, he didn't fucking talk in the other game.
Nope.
But to move on to my likes of the game. The art style.
Of course.
I mentioned the art style before. It's just a really unique take on Need for Speed's part.
Yes.
They've never done a racing game like this before.
that really looks like a cartoon.
Yeah, cartoony comic book style. Usually they try and go, this is, you know, somewhat realistic.
Fair enough.
And they went, you know what, let's do comic booky.
Let it look like a cartoon.
And it looks great.
Good to hear.
Yeah, it's got an iconic art style, in my opinion. And this will come as no surprise, the customization.
Of course.
Yeah, you can customize pretty much everything. You want your car to really, like, do... Jesus, that dog is whining. You want something to do, you know, to really get your personality out there and really just, well, express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hello, dog. He just climbed up on me. Anyway, let go of me. I'm being mauled by a dog.
Hades.
Get off Hades. Of me. You weirdo. Anyway, going from there, it's hard to concentrate right now. You pulled my arm
around. He's just really excited to see us again.
Can you pause? I'm sorry about that. Holy shit, this fucking dog. Anyway. Oh, what was I talking about? Customization?
Yeah, you were saying that it was unique.
Yes, but going on from there, because I was just talking about vehicles, you can also customize what your character's wearing.
Yeah.
There's not much options when it comes to, like, the look of their face.
Yeah.
You can select a character, give them a voice, and then hairstyles whatever you want it to be. Clothing, there's a lot of options to choose from. I went a style that's very me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of joggers, Vans, they have Vans.
Yeah, of course.
And then like this just puffy jacket that I'm like, I would wear this if I had one.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Fair enough.
But yeah, and you can choose just a lot of different things for both your car and your character.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish you could customize your face.
Yeah, so you actually look like you instead of looking like generic white man number one.
Actually, it defaults you to looking like an Asian guy.
That's even weirder.
And I'm like, I'm not that. I'm not Asian.
That's, I don't know. Well, it does kind of default you to random guy number one normally, but like,
yeah.
Which, I don't know.
Yeah. So there wasn't like that many options for your character, but yeah. It was like, I feel like there should be
more than this.
More, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't affect the gameplay, in my opinion.
I think, like, even the Papa's games has more customization than that. Yeah. And they have generic faces.
Yeah. But, like, it didn't affect the game. If yeah. you're like, oh, I'm an Asian guy now, I can't play this game.
Calm down.
You're wrong.
Calm
it
down.
It literally has no effect on the game.
It's no different than being set with a general, like, character, like, not every woman who plays, like, what is it called? The Zappy game.
The Zappy game? Infamous?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not white, bald men who have electrocution things powers, coming out yeah. of your hands, but, like, you know, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the end of the world as long as the game is good.
Exactly. So, and if that's such a minor part that it doesn't change anything about the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this is just what my character looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Another thing I loved, as I mentioned, was Takeover.
Yes.
That mode. Fucking awesome. If I was actually, like, sad on the nights that it doesn't appear.
Aww.
I was like, come on, I wanted to do it.
I want to go smashy rocks.
There was one night where it's, like, all the different vehicle classes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It was just, like, B through S plus. It was, like, all of the takeovers you get to do. So I went through each one.
Amazing.
And I was just like, I have max heat, but I did all of them and I have so much fucking money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun to do those, in my opinion. And my final like was ASAP Rocky. He's in the game.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you showed me that.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, ASAP Rocky's in this game. And I was like, for why? And then, I don't know, he just loves it, I guess?
Yeah, he's just in the game. A lot of his music is featured in the game. And he's just got a really cool car.
Fair enough.
Like, honestly, you can get it at one point in the game. It's like, oh, this is fucking sick. Because it's like a very lowered BMW.
Yeah.
That's split in half. One half is black, the other one's white.
Amazing.
And it's just...
Stop it. Sorry, he's hitting the table.
Oh, okay.
He's... it's not a toy.
But, sorry. Yeah, I didn't know, like, any of his music prior. He's not a bad artist.
No, he's not.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I added some of his songs to my, like, personal playlist.
Okay, cool. Which,
you know, might be the whitest thing I could have done, but, you know.
I mean, I've got a playlist with over 2,000 games. 2,000 songs on it, so, like, whatever.
Exactly. So, it was nice to get more... You know, music.
Yeah.
And there were songs on there.
You were saying?
Yeah, so there are artists mm-hmm. on there that, or songs, I should say, that don't feature ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
That are phenomenal. One, you'll find this unironic, is a song called Booty, in all caps.
Booty, 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 booty.
Featuring, I think it's McDaddy.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Daddy, maybe? MCK Daddy.
MCK Daddy.
And the song is by Ash B.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what language she speaks. It's an Asian language.
Okay.
But it's...
No.
It seems like a rap... It is a rap song.
Yes.
In an Asian language. And just the flow and beat of the song. It's got, like, really deep bass.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know, it makes my brain happy.
I know the feeling.
So, anytime I hear that song, I'm just sitting there vibing, you know, just kind of bobbing my head back and forth like, yeah! Fuck yeah!
Heck yeah song.
Exactly. So, yeah, this song, or this game opened me up to a lot of the more kind of house wave rap genres of music.
Fair enough.
So, new wave, as some might say.
Heck yeah, new wave.
Yeah.
I like new wave.
Yeah. And so, great soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. And, of course, the songs repeat after a while, and it's like, this song again? But, like, usually when you're actually playing the game and going through it,
yeah.
You don't notice the song until you have a time to rest, and you're like, oh, shit, okay. Fuck yeah. I like this song.
Or like, I've heard this like 17 times, but yeah. You know, whatever, I guess.
Like, this is the song that was playing last time I stopped and noticed.
Heck yeah.
So, yeah. Some of my dislikes, because I do include those in here. The first one being drifting mode. The as I mentioned before, just that's a personal ick for me. Because no matter what I did, no matter how many times I tried it, I fucking sucked at it.
There.
And I'm willing to admit, I've never been good at drifting.
Mm-hmm.
This game does make it easier to drift, and it just still felt like I couldn't even get third. It's like...
I feel like drifting is more of a me thing. I don't know how I just... It's one of those things, kind of like messy, just, I shot my shot, dude. Like,
yeah.
It worked.
Like, I can drift perfectly fine in the takeover mode.
Yeah.
But for some reason, in the actual drifting race mode...
Nope.
I suck.
Yep.
And
I wonder if it's like a pressure thing.
Maybe. But it's just, that's one of my personal, like, my personal dislikes for the game.
Fair.
You might go out there, anybody listening might go out there, play the game, and absolutely love and dominate that game mode.
Yeah.
And if you do that, let me know, because I will go like, fuck yeah.
And if you play like Deja Vu while you're doing it, I will love you more.
Totally fair. Another dislike is the story does feel short. There is an actual story there, like I said, that whole revenge thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have 4 weeks to kind of, 4 weeks in-game
mm-hmm.
to do the thing. And you can just kind of power through it if you want.
Yeah.
As long as you make enough money to do the buy-ins for each of the bigger events,
mm-hmm.
and you buy cars of each class that you need to get to, you're kind of set.
Fair.
And then once you get done, it's...
Just done.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, you can keep playing and earn money and unlock cars. And it's like, but what the fuck is the point? I've already done everything. Like
everything in this game, and now it's done.
Yeah. So, The story felt short. I did play for a little bit afterwards. And online is also fun because you're just... It's no longer up to the AI. It's you're going up against actual other people. And it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So I will say, if you have people to play online with, or if you're one of those people that like just jumping into random games that are like open lobbies.
Yeah.
You'll love online.
Good.
So, unfortunately for me, I didn't have people that were playing this game at the time, so...
Sad.
Well, I'm done. Finally, those weird smoke effects that you get when you're drifting, boosting, jumping.
Aww.
There's, like, the style, and then, like, 3 to 4 options of that style.
Mm-hmm.
You can usually find something that does fit your style. Like, on one of my cars, I had... It was, like, electric bolt, or, like, yeah, electricity bolts coming out.
Yeah.
And they were blue with pink outlines.
Oh, cute.
It's like, that fits me. That's me right there.
Yeah.
But if I wanted one that had, like, a voodoo teddy bear, it was only in, like, this weird greenish color. And I'm like, I want it in pink, you know? Like, because pink's my favorite color, so. Or even black,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that would have fit the aesthetic more.
Yeah.
So... Unfortunately, you can't change the colors of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wish you could.
Fair enough.
But if that doesn't really affect you, it won't affect you in this game. It doesn't change how they work or anything like that. It was a mild disappointment for me where it's like, oh, I can't change the accent color, or like, you know.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, overall... This game is just generally fun.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it brought back, or it brings back the fun of the Need for Speed series.
Yeah.
Kind of what it was in the PS2 days.
Hmm.
So it's like, true to form, this is Need for Speed at its core.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just fun. The art style, as I've been mentioning, is so cool. Yeah. And the customization is so in-depth that you can make your character... And your cards reflect your personal style. Even if you can't make your character look like how you want,
mm-hmm.
like their face and everything, you can still make their outfit like, fuck yeah.
That is still cool.
There's a little something for everybody. Like, for you, there's a ton of sweatshirts with, like, rib cage bone Ooh, patterns on them.
I like that.
So, and for me, it was like that a casual jogger style.
Yeah.
That I was kind of rocking. But besides that, I did find myself being stressed because you need to get 4 cars from tier A to tier S+. So it's A+, S, and S+.
Yeah.
You need those for the final. But after realizing how easy it is to get cars after a while, that stress was like, oh, I'm an idiot. Like... I was sitting there, it was like end of the first weekend game. Yeah. So I had 3 weeks left, and that's like the 5 to 6 days of that week, day and night, to make money and be able to buy a car. And I'm sitting there like, I need a car that, you know, is this level and can go this fast and have this ability and do this.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't think I'll be able to do it. And then like middle of week 2, almost getting to week 3, it's like, I have everything I need. I'm an idiot.
Well, I'm done.
Yep. Plus, if you get EA, or if you have EA Play,
mm-hmm.
you get rewards. So you get that Need for Speed, Most Wanted card that I mentioned doing the, you know, delivery job.
Yeah.
You get that, like, right at the start. So you get an immediate as well. Because of the fact that as your heat level increases, the cops populating the world reflect that.
Ah.
So instead of being like, I think Most Wanted did this, where if your heat level was high enough, it would still be general cops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first level of cop just driving around and going, oh, there he is! And then the meaner units would show up later.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, if you have heat 5, there's going to be SWAT trucks just driving around. And you're going to see them on the road, and it's like, oh, they can detect me. Uh-oh. Like, so being able to truly reflect that and see you know, your heat level be reflected in the world fully.
Yeah.
Was a cool little detail.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah. Let's see. With all of that, I will give the game an 8 out of 10.
Good.
Because while it does have a decent amount to offer, as I mentioned before, after you do the story, there's not a whole lot to do afterwards.
It's just dead.
Yeah, you can go, oh, I want to unlock this car, but then you unlock that car and it's like, what do I do now?
For why?
Yeah. I think there was like an online challenge where if you, like a community challenge, where if you do it, you unlock the DeLorean.
Oh, what?
And I was like, I'm tempted, but then I just never did it.
It seems pointless.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, overall, fun game, in my opinion.
Good to hear.
If you like Need for Speed and you want to get back to true to form Need for Speed games, this is a good place to start.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded like actually a lot of fun. Yeah. I think I remember seeing like bits and pieces of it.
You definitely did. I was playing it for a solid like week and a half.
Like I said, I remember you being like, hey, it's ASAP Rocky. I'm like, the fuck is he doing in this game?
Yeah, you really did your shit out there. Like,
I was like, huh, thanks ASAP Rocky.
Thanks, man. I tried. Did I make you proud?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
All right, so before we close out, since Tyler decides to give me a word of the day,
yep.
Every single time, I have decided to write down all of the nonsense that he has spewed while playing COD. COD is, of course, Call of Duty for anybody who does not actually game but still enjoys this podcast. Whatever. which one are you playing right now?
It's MW2.
Okay.
I don't want to buy MW3. I'm going to wait until it comes to Game Pass, which will be a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or unless it goes on major sale. Because from what I'm hearing, a lot of people are saying that MW3 is just a glorified DLC for MW2.
That sucks.
Yeah.
All right.
So while I can't get all the cool shit from the new one, I'm still playing.
Whatever.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people still playing it, so.
Yeah, there were.
Yesterday when I was playing, there was a dude complaining about the entire my team hacking.
Oh, yeah, every single time he typed H-A-X.
Yeah, he would die and go, hacks, oh my god, you're hacking. Oh, you're hard scoping. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up, dude. Play the fucking game.
Or you're just bad.
The only reason... You're going 14-2. You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. All right. So you get to make the choice, Tyler. One quote, or do you want to do... Okay, you get a number of 1 through 5. How many quotes do you want me to list?
Let's do 2 today.
Let's do 2. Okay. Yeah. First 2 off the top of the list. I will delete these after they are done.
Okay.
So that I don't repeat myself.
Okay.
Because there are a lot, and this happened in the span of 3 games.
I thought you said 4. Still not good, but...
Still not good. I have an entire sheet.
Yep.
So the first one, coming out of the gate with a goodie. I'm a suck on your toes.
Said that when I died.
Hold on. Can you reprise it for us, please?
I'm a sucker in your toes!
Yep, exactly like that. And then number 2, fuck you, you drop-shotting cunt monkey. And the best part is, the end of that part was hesitated, because he didn't know.
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, so it just came out.
For those that don't know, drop-shotting is exactly as it sounds. If a character is running towards you, and then they fully go prone, lay down, you know, go onto their belly, and they kill you, that's called drop-shotting, because you drop down and shoot. And it's a cheap tactic, because you'll be aiming at their chest, and they will drop to the ground, so now you're shooting at a wall.
So, he is a drop-shotting cunt monkey.
Yes.
Whoever that was.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Fuck him. Yeah. That all being said, thanks for joining us again, guys. Sorry for the puppy interruptions. I hope this sounded better to you.
Yeah. It was, yeah, chaos.
A lot of start
stuff. Time to go to the park.
Yeah, he's got to run. Ironically, he's asleep now.
Oh, love that.
Yeah. Anyways, keep on turning those pages
and mashing those buttons.
See ya.
Bye.